Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Maybe they should rename the ACC the least of the Big East. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. What a weekend for what used to be the heart of ACC basketball. All Big Four teams lose in embarrassing fashion, while Pitt and Syracuse from the old Big East continue to dominate their new conference. What happened to the greatest college basketball league ever assembled as the new ACC was built? Duke is not very good by the admission of its own coach. A team with no inside post play that lives and dies by the three-pointer. A team that made 25% of its attempts in the second half at Clemson and allowed the Tigers to shoot 50% in rallying and then running away from the Blue Devils, who are 1-2. NC State lost at home to Virginia, which bolted to a 20-4 lead and never looked back. The Wolfpack has been as up and down as any team in the ACC, winning at Notre Dame after Duke lost there, and then getting blown out of its own house by surprising and well-coached Virginia. The Cavaliers are 3-0 in ACC play and are at Duke tonight, where the Blue Devils will come out swinging to try and avoid a second straight loss and a 1-3 start. Meanwhile, 0-3 Carolina and 1-2 Wake Forest lost decisively at Syracuse and Pitt, both also 3-0 and clearly the two best teams in the new ACC. The Tar Heels benefited from some early orange turnovers but then lapsed back into their game of late that includes little toughness inside and no scoring from the outside. That is a beatable combination against almost any opponent, and it's a double whammy driving old Roy Williams nuts these days. Wake Forest got on the bus last Wednesday, rode up to Charlottesville where it got clobbered by Virginia, and then got back on the bus and kept going on up to Pitt where it got clobbered again. The new ACC is having some scheduling quirks that look like money savers. Virginia did the same thing by busing down here for the state game and staying over for the rare Monday night date at Duke. Perhaps teams are doing that to offset the cost of having to play at Syracuse, somewhere you can't really get to from anywhere. In any event, the ACC is not looking like our father's ACC, where we knew and hated all of the natural rivals, and we play them all home and home every season. And if the new ACC is indeed going to be the greatest college conference ever, two old Big East teams and a third coming next year will be largely responsible. This is Archansky. See ya.